Days after the Sioux's first electric Zamboni went into service at the new Northern Community Center Twin Pad Arena, City Council will be asked Monday to approve a second ice resurfacer for the same facility. The recommended purchase is a Zamboni 552 AC Lee with 600-volt charger and customized accessories, the same model ordered 16 months ago from Zamboni Canada Limited of Brantford, Ont, at a cost of $158,508. The price is higher this year, $166,220, including a 3% discount. Karen Marlowe, the city's manager of purchasing, says we can afford to pay for the second machine using leftover cash from the Northern Community Center's project contingency funds. The new twin pad would then be fully supported by two EV units with supporting charging infrastructure, and also ensure consistency for services and repair parts at one location, Marlowe says. This facility would truly be green infrastructure in terms of having LED lighting, a full heat recovery unit, and EV ice resurfacers. While city councillors consider that purchase, Ward 4 Count Stephen Kinnock and Ward 5's Corey Gardy are thinking about the people who work and play in city arenas. They'll be pushing Monday for an air quality study to compare our arenas with electric Zambonis to those with traditional non-electric ice resurfacers. Here's the full text of the Kinnock-Gardy resolution to be presented on Monday. Monday's City Council meeting will be live-streamed on Sioux Today starting at 4:30 p.m. Arena air quality. Mover, Count S. Kinnock. Seconder, Count C. Gardy. Whereas indoor air quality is one of the main factors in long-term health effects, and whereas indoor air quality deals with a wide range of pollutants such as asbestos, carbon monoxide, lead, nitrogen dioxide, radon, particulate matter, etc., and whereas with the introduction of the electric Zamboni we now have a major difference between arenas, and whereas the difference in air quality in arenas with electric and non-electric Zambonis should be compared, and whereas it is the city's goal to provide healthy indoor air quality in its arenas. Now therefore be it resolved that staff be requested to report on the cost to implement an air quality study at all city arenas for next season and provide a recommendation as to whether to undertake such a study.